Now the report has been released. Looking at the report, there's so little that they found that if you actually pay attention to it, it paints the opposite picture, not a picture of massive rampant sexual abuse and massive rampant cover-up, but actually that we're doing phenomenally well, considering that we live in a fallen world where there's going to be problems. Now, the response has been the complete opposite, though, specifically from SBC leadership. The statement that's released with it by the task force is, as a task force, we grieve for what has been revealed in this report. We lament on behalf of survivors for how they have not been protected and cared for as they deserve and as God demands. With broken hearts, we want to lead the way by publicly repenting for what has happened in our convention. We implore our Southern Baptist family to respond to this report with deep repentance and a commitment to ongoing moral demands of the gospel as it relates to sexual abuse. And it goes on and on. It's a very bad statement as a sort of a preamble to an investigative report. It should be focused on the facts and the details. This is a summary of the report. This is a summary of what it found, and this is the task force finding. This is not what you would expect from a task force. To me, it screams of a body that was not prepared and equipped to do the tasks that was given to them.